hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
We are back. Had an extended break. I had to take care of some network business during the break. Sorry about that. I want to get into the rest of this article because it is very telling, and it's on Global Research. And the title of the article, if you want to pull it up yourself, Professor Rodrigue Tremblay, and he does an outstanding job with critiquing what the real problems are here. And everybody must understand this, folks. I mean, it's something that you deal with every single day of your life. This was a design to privatize our money system in this country, to allow people outside of this country with a private corporation controlling our economy. And I do mean controlling our economy, in effect, controlling this country. And the United States Congress has allowed this. If we had real governors that when they raised their hand to protect and defend the state constitutions, which have already been modified, but still better than what we're seeing right now, the constitutions, federal and states, have to be reinforced. They have to be enforced. But it should lie in the governor's hands, in our hands, for the closest direct active action that we can take, and that's through our own state government. Things have been changed over the years, folks. Prior to 19, I believe it was 16. I could be in error. It could have been 1913 or 16. We sent state senators over to Washington, and they treated it as if it was a foreign territory. They went there to represent the states. Well, they changed that, made it popularly elected, and now they're senators in the Fed, not representatives of the state. We'll break. I'll get more into this article. Very, very telling and important information.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Investors both abroad and in the U.S. know that the official inflation figures, and I use that term loosely, are tilted on the low side for many people, essentially because they are designed to reduce the weight given to the indexes to goods and services whose prices increase the fastest, but also because housing costs and asset prices are only partly taken into consideration. This could explain why inflation expectations are on the rise, even though official inflation figures do not register an increase in inflation. Too much easy money, as experienced over the last few years at first fuel asset inflation, but sooner or later it shows its ugly head in the prices of all commodities and in prices of all goods and services. With the current drop of the dollar, Americans can be expected to pay more for a lot of items, much more, such as fuel and food, and this will translate to a lower standard of living, which we have been experiencing, folks, for a long time. Now, so if the commodity prices are going up, price of fuel, gasoline, food. Oh, that's right. It also affects the prices of your durable goods, which, by the way, most of them aren't manufactured here inside the United States anymore. You know, we used to make the products that we would buy. And I've often used the example of Henry Ford. Henry Ford at the River Rouge plant, you ought to do a little digging around in Henry Ford and what he did.
By the way, the idea of the assembly line wasn't Henry Ford's. He just simply implemented it. It was actually another company that he looked at 6 years before Henry Ford put the assembly line in the River Rouge to make Model Ts. That was an idea that came from somebody else, but he put it into practice and everybody else adopted it. But Henry realized that I have a lot of potential buyers working for me under my own roof, hence the $5 day. And keep in mind, folks, back then, a Model T was, what, a couple hundred bucks? Yeah, a couple hundred bucks for a car. That's the days when men were men, women were women, and cars were cars. Now they're a little faster and a little flashier now, but many of the components that make up those cars are not manufactured here in the United States. They just simply assemble them in assembly lines and spit them out the door and put them on the dealer's lots, and there you go. And less of those cars are made, and the components to make those cars are made here in the United States. So with all of your pricing out there going up through the roof, that means you have less money to buy durable goods, and then the cycle just continues to spiral down. And I've said this many times before, that I don't care if a corporation in this country wants to go overseas to open up manufacturing. I don't care who they use as labor. I don't care how much they pay them. That should be up to the people that are working in those slave shops. And I've got no problem with a corporation going anywhere on this planet and setting up shop. But here's the deal. You don't get the luxury of using a slave labor market to ship those goods back into this country. You don't get to do that. You want to go open up markets someplace else on the planet? Hey, good luck and have at it. But if you take those goods you used to manufacture here and you ship them back into this country to further erode the job base, there is no competition, folks. You cannot compete with slave labor and expect a standard of living. It's an oxymoron. It ain't possible. And where were we when they kept telling us, well, we're moving into a service economy? 70 to 75% of the manufacturing that used to be done here inside the United States by Americans is now gone. And brain trust, such as George Bush, actually, this shows you how desperate they are to prop up and put on the happy face, put on the imminent front, building burgers at McDonald's is now classified as manufacturing. Already, I speak these words, and I have to laugh. Because this has been going on in front of God and all of his people for a lot of years, and here we sit. I speak the words, but I still can't believe it. Already, the price of gold, the price of oil, and the prices of other commodities are on their way up and can serve as inflation bellwethers. Now, the behavior of long-term interest rates that incorporate inflation expectations is also a good indicator of future inflation. When the Fed printing money and increasing the money supply on a high scale, as if it was dropping money from a helicopter, thus the nickname for Fed Chairman Ben Helicopter Bernanke, short-term interest rates will drop for a while, but long-term interest rates will be edging up unless a deep recession steps in. Here's their problem. Because we have liquidity problems out there, everybody has just been just repackaging debt and just having a heyday with just making lots of money. The usual cure that they used before was to up the interest rates, just like you saw 79 and 80. Just in recent history. That's what they had to do to shut the thing down, to let it cool off so it didn't superheat and melt us all down. But they're in a position now where smack in the middle of a recession. If they raise those rates to ring this inflation problem, which is running between 11 and 12%, not 2.5 or 3, guess what? The economy switches off. No money to be lent. Nothing moves. Everybody just stays in stasis and holds on until the Fed decides that, well, everything is okay. We'll lower the interest rates and we'll fuel the economy back up. Hence, what the one gentleman said about the job of the Fed is like the punch bowl at the party. Just when you get a little bit thirsty, things start rolling. They got to take the punch bowl out. They have to do that. But they're stuck now. They raise the rates, the economy goes. They lower the rates, the economy goes. They have never been in a position like quite like this before. And everybody's just walking and whistling through the graveyard. I'm scared out of my mind, but I'm just going to whistle. They're stuck. We're stuck. And one of the most important things, and Ron Paul has said this, that's why I thought it was just an absolute hoot to watch him square off against Bernanke. He's already said, we got to dump the Federal Reserve. And oh, by the way, the income tax, that's got to go bye-byes as well. That makes him very unpopular with the banksters. That makes him very unpopular with the corporate people that own the networks, that own television, that own communications in this country. Very unpopular guy to be having around. It's kind of a Ross Perot on steroids. Now, secondly, a massive bailout as the Bernanke Fed has undertaken raises the question of moral hazard. You heard Ron Paul use that. The moral hazard present in any massive central bank rescue intervention. After it has failed to properly regulate the risky activities of the banks it supposedly supervises, indeed by accepting mortgage-backed securities as collateral for huge, more or less longer-term loans to the American banks and brokers at reduced interest rates. Notice I said reduced interest rates. What did they do back in August? That's right. They lowered the cost that it would charge each bank to lend money to each other. Now, by accepting mortgage-backed securities as collateral for huge, more or less, as I said, longer-term loans to American banks and brokers at reduced interest rates, the Fed is in effect rewarding the very institutions which acted the most irresponsibly over the last 4 or 5 years while saving its own face for having failed in its regulatory mission. You heard what Bernanke said. Well, one of the jobs of the Fed is to make sure inflation stays in check. Well, he ain't doing his job, and he's lying through his teeth. Oh, we're going to keep a close eye on it. Yeah, you're going to watch it go right through the roof. Yeah, you'll watch it. You'll keep an eye on it. You'll watch it go out of sight, as it is right now. The message is loud and clear, folks. The American financial institutions can indulge in creative, innovating, risky artificial credit instruments, shifting the risk to unsuspecting borrowers and investors as well, while reaping juicy fees and rewards. When things turn sour, as can be expected here, the Fed will come to their rescue and bail them out with cheap and extended loans. Now, that is a good way to carelessly encourage a greedy and out-of-control financial institution to create successive disorder and disruptive financial crises. And this always fascinated me. If you ask the common person, the generally dumb public, because they've not been fed proper information, nobody has stood up and waved a warning flag and said, hey, pay attention here. The government itself has gotten us into a hole that we can never get out of. $100 trillion in debts and obligations. $100 trillion. Somebody better take the ink out of their ink pens up there and shut that checkbook. They're responsible as well.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Got any questions or anything? Tell them to come by. People keep calling and nobody wants to come on the program today. They just keep calling and talking to the producer. Okay. At any rate, talking about the massive bailout that's going on. Indeed, by accepting mortgage-backed securities as collateral for huge, more or less longer-term loans to American banks and brokers at reduced interest rates, the Fed is in effect rewarding the very institutions, as I said, that got real innovative and created that risky artificial credit instrument, shifting those risks to people that, well, that they heretofore would not loan a dime to. All of a sudden, hey, it's a good idea. You can push that housing market up. Yes, we can sell more houses to people that they already knew with the slightest hiccup in the economy would start defaulting on their mortgages. And the bailout here of Bernanke, he raised the question of the moral hazard. The message is loud and clear. American financial institutions can indulge in that innovative and risky artificial credit instrument. And they shift all of that to us, folks. We're the ultimate bailout. Indeed, the Bernanke Fed is presently taking the pain and the consequences away from financial institutions that acted irresponsibly, that helped exacerbate this problem. And for some, as former Fed Chair Alan Greenspan has said, which have acted criminally, those are his words, it's like the pot calling the kettle black, because he was part of the criminality himself. If old regulations are not implemented, or if no new regulations are put into place, such a massive bailout will ensure that American financial institutions will continue in the future to pursue the fast buck in creating risky artificial capital. And there's no due regard to the risk involved for small borrowers and or small savers. While the Fed will take responsibility for shifting losses partly on itself, but mainly to its holders of the American dollars. In effect, the Fed is suspending market discipline for the big financial players it puts under its protection, while letting market discipline crush small homeowners and small investors, small businesses, the little people, folks, you and I, who bought now foreclosed houses on shaky mortgages, or who invested their savings in fraudulent and risky collateralized debt obligations, or those CDOs. That is the net result of applying only the golden rule in part. The third question is why both the Greenspan and Bernanke Fed did not remove the punch bowl of easy money and easy credit sooner, when things began getting ugly in the subprime mortgage markets during the 2003 to 2007 period. That's right. Greenspan calling things criminal, well, he was part and parcel of the criminality. Why did they appear paralyzed and do nothing? Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan has an easy and self-serving explanation. Before 2003, he was afraid of the onset of deflation, and that is why the Fed bought its key lending, brought it down to 1% from June of 2003 to June of 2004. For only the second time in history. He also says that there was too much global savings around the world, and that it was that is what pushed interest rates down. Now, this is a sleight of hand's explanation, because if globalization and global markets, or savings rather, kept inflation low and the interest term down, short-term interest rates and money supply increases were under the Fed control at all times. The Fed has no obligation after 2003 to keep real short-term interest rates so negative for so long. Indeed, as the Bush administration was cutting tax rates to enhance its 2004 re-election prospects, whatever good politician does, folks, yes, we're going to save you money, vote for me, I'll cut taxes. When in reality, that tax is shifted and they get their money out of you one way or the other. Now, And it was spending money, by the way, like drunken sailors in wars waged in remote lands. The Fed should have taken the contrary route to counterbalance the fiscal impetus this created for the macro economy. You know, it is... folks, you've gone into a bank and asked for money before, and a banker looked at you and go, nope, can't do it. If the government goes to the Fed and says, we need to borrow money, they simply look at the balance book. They go, you know what? No, we're not going to loan you any more money. Then you would have a problem. But they're not going to do that. They are not going to do that. Because who is their biggest customer? It's not the person with the mortgage, folks. It's the government itself. Tapping the banker, the gangsters, the international bankster gangsters on the shoulders and saying, hey, we need some money. Well, how much do you want to borrow? Well, we want to put our stuff out there. How about $100 trillion? And we ain't got nothing to back it up, but loan us the money. Was that responsible on the part of the international banksters? Of course it wasn't. With this one design in mind, to crack this egg, crack this country, roll it into the global governance scheme, And there you have your happy little New World Order. The country had to go down.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Get to your calls here in a moment. Folks, we're running a special here at the network, and this is the best price on this anywhere out there. The Berkey Light, I use one of these things every single day, folks. Normally, $279. $259, you get a choice of one or two free gifts with that. You get the sport bottles, you get two sport bottles, or a set of PF2 filters that go right on the existing carbon filters for those Berkey lights. You can get it one or two ways. $259, that comes with a lighted base. It's a great emergency light, and it really makes the whole unit look cool. I mean, it really does. Or you can get it without the light for $209 and you still get the free gifts. All right, so give us a call today at 800-724-2719. This should be a staple in your preparedness bin, folks. And it's something, guess what? Don't stuff it away in your closet for the rainy day. It's something you can use every day. Completely portable, gravity-fed. You can take it anywhere, break it down literally in seconds, and move it anywhere you want. And get all that nasty stuff that what you can't see can kill you, folks. Leads, arsenics, all sorts of pathogens and carcinogens in the water. It removes them below detectable levels, and I mean some stringent standards of testing. Not kind of, sort of, maybe. It's close. No, no, no. No horseshoes with this game. Laboratory results are available, if you so desire. But that is on special. That should be a staple of anybody's preparedness out there, anywhere in this country. You can go a while without food. Try going a while without water. At any rate, 800-724-2719. Let's go to the phones. Bill in Idaho. Hello, Bill.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, good for you. I just wanted to reiterate how very important it is for folks to be on the phone. I don't know about you, but these young folks that are answering the phone for these congressmen are totally asleep. Totally asleep. They have no idea who they're dealing with or working for, or they would purport to. The other thing is, John, did you get a chance to listen to those audios that I sent you in regard to the Coles as a classic?
Not yet, because, well, you may have noticed I'm now doing three hours of programming a day, two separate shows, and I'm still running a network. So sometimes the time, I've got more day at the end of the day than I have time left in it.
When you get a chance to listen to that, I think you'll agree with me. It's a classic example of the COINTELPRO Mossad ADL operating at a local level that I'm sure at $342 million just for the Spokane Valley can easily finance the mind control operations that they have going on as far as the dumbed-down electorate. I just got off the phone with a nice lady from Goodwill, you know, asking her if they are going to throw these tapes away anyway that they can't sell, that I could put your broadcast on and hand out for free. And do you know that corporate policy will not allow that to happen? But she is from a good conservative family, and she knows all about it.
But unfortunately, nobody else will.
Yeah.
See, that's been the number one stumbling block in this country, is the dissemination of information.
Yes.
That's been the number one stumbling block, and we have all these different little groups out there that are well-intentioned, and they're doing a good job with what they're dealing with, but we better pick something here. You know, we better pick something up front and gather up the troops and put them on the front lines here and go after this. Otherwise, we're going to be sitting here having discussion after discussion, meet and retreat, and that's it. There's got to be a game plan, because there is enough. Just for the sake of argument, say that we have 1% of the informed out there. 1%. What's that, 3 million people? Let's not, okay, it might be a little bit less than that. Let's not count the illegals in this country that can't speak English. But just for the sake of argument, that we got 3 million people that know what the heck's going on in this country. Hey, now there's a good group of organizers, but we've got to pick a direction. That is one thing that we have not had. Some people are in the 9/11 camp. Some people are in this camp. Some people are in that camp. And until we say that, look, here's our problem, and until we identify what the most pressing problem, core problem, is in this country, and we start attacking it and pushing it and using that forum to educate other people in this country, then we are going to be talking and bumping our gums until the final curtain falls here.
If it's not falling already, you're certainly right. That was the discussion within the Take Back Tennessee, Take Back Missouri, et cetera, Take Back organizations of the late 80s and early 90s. And there was an Air Force colonel that really tried to coordinate that, and I can't thank you enough for spearheading that part of the discussion, because it is the issue. We have to get totally organized and bring all the issues, considering that the Governor Association has already been organized for the last 35 years, and that is tandem and part and parcel of the National Association of City Administrators and the mayors, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
that have already bought into this Nazi regime. a little wonder that we have sanctuary cities, John.
Well, yeah, and it can be put in simpler terms to the people that you can take even a little bit more sting out there for the uninitiated. Let them know about corporations and how they work together.
Yeah, the but state... remember, Goodwill is a corporation.
No, I know, I understand, but I'm just saying that the governor, the governments of the states,
yes,
the states are corporations. They're
exactly
dealing with the Mac Daddy of corporations, the federal government, and this is what business is all about. It's about doing business.
Big commerce, and what did it say in the Bible that they would be marrying and they would be partying and they would be carrying on their commerce until the very last moment.
Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
Could I just put in a plea if there's anybody out there in the Coeur d'Alene or in a surrounding environments that's got throwaway cassette tapes that they're not going to use and that are going to be going to a flea market or whatever, if they throw them in a bag and save them. John and Manny, and you guys got the number and the address, et cetera.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
All right, Bill. You know, folks, and I'll tell you what. Cassette tapes. Does anybody have cassette tape players in their cars anymore? They're mostly all DVD players, right? Still a lot of radios out there, you know, the little mini boom boxes that have cassette players. And also, folks, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, you can buy DVD duplicators. And yes, there are programs. I'm sure this is going to upset some people out there, but there are computer programs that you can use to take the copy guards off of tapes, or I'm sorry, off of DVDs, and you can copy them. I picked up a Sony, it's a 11-bay copier that whips out DVDs like they're going out of style. And I think that was only, $700. I mean, it's a monster of a thing. Plop a DVD in, close the door, hit one button and shuts the rest of the little bays, and off it goes a copying. It's about the information. And we've gotten real, real lazy about disseminating that information. We've gotten really lazy. Sorry to say. There's a lot of core people out there who have done a great job over the years. But everybody is not adopting that obligation and that duty to inform our fellow Americans. And yes, I know not all of the good spoken word is going to fall on fertile ground. I already know that, and so do you. But we don't need the majority of the people in this country to take this country back. That you have to understand. Going down the memory hole here, there's only about 3% of the population that basically got together and said, you know what, this King George guy's got to go. Hence the American Revolution, hence the birth of this country. 3%. What were the other ones doing? The Tories and all the people who are involved in commerce. Well, geez, you know, I don't take food off my plate here for my family, so therefore I'm going to go along with the king. Yeah, I'm going to go with what has been done before, and I don't want to make any changes. 3% active participants in the American Revolution. 3%. Well, we've got 1% out there. Minimally, 1%. 3 million people. What say you 3 million people out there? What do we do? Pick a battle plan, stick with it, and don't ever let up. The question is, do we keep doing 9/11? My opinion, no. What are we facing? Economic collapse, expanded war in Middle East, North American Union, globalist plan. Let me see. Let me weigh this thing up. Yep. I'll take the latter, not the former. And I know that's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. But it's time to get off of it. And that is my opinion. That is my personal opinion after looking at this, looking at the strategy board. There is no strategy, folks. It's been groups of people doing things to educate other Americans about one thing. And yes, it is true that 9/11 was used to further convert this into a police state,
to throw out the maxim of law that you're innocent, still innocent in this country until you're proven guilty of something. But no, they changed the rules. We're going to snoop and poop and until we can get something on you. We were told Homeland Security. Oh, gosh, no, that's just for foreign terrorists, not for American people. Really? Do tell. But that was the excuse. That was their enabler. That's what they shoved down the American people's throat, packaged with all sorts of fear that Osama bin Laden was going to jump out of your bushes at night and cut your throat because he hates America because it's so free. So what do? Sit by, watch our government take our freedom away from us. It is a problem. And the better minds better sit down and think about this and what direction and what strategy, what game plan is going to be put into action, because we don't have a whole lot of time left here. We don't have a whole lot of time. Let me get back and finish this. Finally, oh, as a consequence, rather, to finish this up after... This has been a 2-hour diatribe, folks. Because we need to really take a look at what direction this country is going. We already know what direction it's headed. And I am asking the question, what now the game plan? What now do we do? Do we stand by idly and let it continue? That they will bring the chaos, and out of that chaos they will bring the order that they want and need in order to finally subjugate everybody in this country? As a consequence, the mortgage debt as a percentage, getting back to that story of disposable income in the U.S., is at its highest level it has been in 75 years, reaching 100%, while consumer debt has risen to its highest level in history. All this makes the economy more vulnerable than it has been since 1929 to the 1939 Depression. Actually, the Depression wasn't officially over until the banksters let the purse strings loose and let the money fly, and oh, that's right, that's when the federal government borrowed money to finance their participation in World War I, Part 2. Another consequence of this binge of easy money has been the frenzy of leverage buyouts and industrial concentration that we have observed over the last few years. Question, what has happened to the antitrust laws in this country about corporations just taking over everything? Where was the antitrust laws applied for Archer Daniel Midlands when they were out there buying up farmland and creating their own entity? A corporation, corporate farming, folks, it's basically what it is, not private farmers bringing their wares to market, to the commodity markets, no. Controlled by major corporations. What do we call that? Yeah. Finally, let's put the cherry on this cake. Indeed, there is most disturbing piece in former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan's recent memoirs, The Age of Turbulence. Oh, he gets to write a book about the criminality he was involved in. Isn't that nice? And in the explanations he gave in interviews granted to promote his book, and it is his confession that while he was acting chairman of the Fed, he actively lobbied Vice President Dick Cheney for a U.S. attack on Iraq. The very guy that came out the other day and kind of under his breath said, well, you know, I think this thing was about oil. But he was lobbying the banksters, the front dummy for the 12 banks inside this country, Alan Greenspan, lobbying in behalf of who? That's right, the international gangster banksters, one of the unholy trio, as I call it, of government, corporation, private company called banking. Whoops. Pretty powerful. The power that they're wielding right now, they're literally forming global government right in front of our very eyes. Let me ask you a question, folks. What kind of standard of living do you think you're going to have under their system? If for no other reason you wanted to be narcissistic and very selfish about this, just thinking about yourself and your future income and lifestyle and, well, all the padding that comes with it, are you going to be able to swallow what they're going to shovel down your throat? I don't think you're going to like it much, because you're already starting to see it here in this country. Elimination of good-paying jobs, elimination of the middle class, being taxed at every turn. People saying that, oh, we have a right to your money because we have to make entitlements for other people. Socialism, folks. One of the biggest cheerleaders for socialism, in-your-face socialism, unabashed, unafraid, people like Hillary Clinton. But it's just not Hillary Clinton. She is a symptom of the disease. She's not the disease herself. She's just one of the champions of the infection. A few more words on this, and then we'll conclude this edition of the National Intel Report. I will be down at the Truth Seekers tonight at William Cannon and South Congress at the China Emperor, and that's Four Square there. That's what they call it, Four Square. It's 111 William Cannon and South Congress. Got some pretty good food there. Terry Melton will be there as well to share his experiences in New York.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Alan Greenspan lobbying Dick Cheney for the attack on Iraq? Why does that make no sense whatsoever? Irrational exuberance, government overspending? Wars cost money, folks. So why would Alan Greenspan lobby Dick Cheney to go into Iraq? Oh, that's right. The Iraqis were going to pay for their own destruction. They were going to pay for it in oil revenues. Remember that one?
Uh-huh.
Now, if this was the case, it was the most inappropriate for a central banker to act this way, especially when he had other things to do than lobbying in favor of an illegal war. Does it mean that Mr. Greenspan was an active member of the pro-Israel lobby within the United States government and joined the Wolfowitz, Feith, Abrams, Pearl, and Kissinger cabal? It would seem to me that such behavior would call for an investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to ask the fox that was guarding the hen house and now has one of your chickens in its mouth. You're going to ask him to do the investigation on the missing chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, to what extent was the pro-Israel lobby responsible for the Iraq war and the deficits it generated? Already indicate that 40% of American voters believe the pro-Israel lobby has been key factor in going to war. Remember what I've said, folks, the roadmap to peace? I've said this repeatedly. The roadmap to peace in the Middle East, Israel has drawn it up. They want all the Arab nations that surround them over there destabilized, regime change taken place. They want those countries destabilized, and they want democracy over there. Oh, boy. Quickly here, this figure is bound to rise as more and more confront the facts behind the most disastrous and ill-conceived war. Indeed, how many wars can this lobby engineer before all this is stopped? And to what extent can the current financial turmoil in U.S. and world markets back to the influence of this most corrosive lobby? How much can be tied back to it? A lot. Folks, I make no apologies about going after the Zionists and their schemes. I make no apologies for that. Never have and never will. And now you're starting to see this show up. Exactly what I've been saying, global research out of Canada, Professor Rodrigue Tremblay saying the exact same thing that I've been saying. Let's take one more call before we close out this edition of the National Intel Report. Warren in Canada. Hello, Warren.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I just wanted to bring up a point about the 1929 Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
You said it was caused by interest rates and all that sort
no,
of thing.
No, no, no. I didn't say interest rates. I said they extracted the money, the liquidity out of the market.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but really, if you think about it, when America fell on its face in 1929, where did all the money go? It went to Germany. Germany was booming. They built up an army. They weren't supposed to have an army. They built highways. They were going nuts. They were booming, and the U.S. was flat in its face. And well, I think that's what it was, the Great Depression.
Well, you have to build up the boogeyman, right? Just as we're building up the boogeyman here, we had our boogeyman that, we went to the bankers again to break the back of communism. Didn't we do that as well?
Well, it's all a joke. Like, they're just taking the money and putting it where they want.
Well, and now we're breaking the piggy bank, so to speak, to bring democracy, McDonald's and Triple X movie theaters, and democratize the Middle East.
Yeah, it's all a joke.
It is. Hey, Warren, thanks for your call. We're out of time.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, that'll do it for us today. I'll be down at the True Seekers in about an hour, down there at Foursquare, 111 William Cannon and South Congress, 7 to 10 p.m. Be there.
It's true.